This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paul Joseph Watson from London, England. He'll be taking over in T-minus 6 minutes. And boy, does he have some big stories. UN globalists arriving in UK for climate summit, flying in on private jets, won't face COVID restrictions imposed on British citizens. Everybody else coming in is, but not if you're going to Martha's Vineyard. Or not if you're Larry Page going from Fiji to New Zealand. No, no, they are the global royalty. They are above the law. And they fund the race wars, the division, and the destruction of our economy. And if we put up with it, we deserve what we get. Paul will also be talking about Red Alert Emergency Broadcast. I mean, I'm going to have to do a whole report where I just read you the subsections of this thing. I mean, it's incredible. And it ties in. Each little piece you think is innocuous ties into a whole takeover operation. Red Alert Emergency Broadcast. CDC announces plan to put millions of Americans in forced labor camps. That's talking about forced labor. And how they're going to put people in your houses. They're going to quarter people in your houses. You're like, oh, that won't happen. They did it all in Europe with the Muslims. Oh, you live in a tiny apartment? You're like 80 years old. We're going to put two Muslims in here with you. Then they're going to behead you and everything else. But that's okay. Because Tim Cook's gay. So, I mean, this is just a sick ruling class above the law, pays no taxes, waging intense war on the working and middle classes. I mean, I am just stunned by this. Stunned by how fast it's moving to actually be living in it now. To know it was all coming, to see the preparatory phase, and now be here. Here's a Red State article. New lawsuit claims major drug makers conspired to restrict cheaper insulin from pharmacies. Oh, really? Just like Big Pharma has conspired to keep you from ivermectin or vitamin C or vitamin D or zinc, which doctors are having basically 100% effective rates with. And of course they jacked up insulin prices. You know, insulin prices doubled when Joe Biden got in. And so did so much more. Look, your fuel prices almost doubled. Because it's about a screw job. But it's okay because, you know, Democrats are for the people, right? Wow. But they passed that nightmare $1.2 trillion spending package that is masquerading as infrastructure. All the transgenderism, all the open borders, all the forced inoculations, all the checkpoints, all the cameras and breathalyzers in your car by law watching you. It's all in there to be implemented and rolled out. Pelosi says, I'm holding it up in the House till you pass $3.5 trillion. That they give themselves and their districts. I mean, this is the last days of the looting. And the globalists are all buying houses in Sweden and Switzerland and New Zealand. They're all leaving. Hell, their kids are already gone. They're already gone. America is to be brought down and sucked dry, and then they're going to claim it's a race war and burn it to the ground. The average person's like, I don't want to get called names by the media. I don't want to. I'm just going to go along, keep my head down. And that creates the atmosphere when you don't stand up for freedom. That creates a vacuum. And into the vacuum comes every hellish permutation you can imagine. But believe me, we weren't hit flat-footed. People know about the New World Order. They know about the globalists. They know about the depopulation. They know about what's going on. And even 5, 10% of people don't go along. It doesn't succeed. That's why they're panicking. Australia is now at 25% injected under martial law. They'll never hit 30%. They can never bully 70% into submission. Here, they're at maybe 50%. They say it's higher. It's not really. They're panicking here, too. In France, people aren't taking the shot, so they're under martial law. This is all to bully you into submission, a desperate act of desperate control freaks that don't want to run their own lives. They want to run your lives. So go now and take the live links from freeworldnews.tv. That link's open. It can be shared right now. It's not being banned anywhere. We'll ban it later, I'm sure. Or ban.video or infowars.com or newswars.com or summit.news, Paul's great site. And share the live feed of the next 55 minutes with Paul Joseph Watson, who takes over the fourth hour. Then, the War Room, 3 p.m. today on Schroer. And then I get on an airplane to go to the symposium in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'll have live reporting on the ground tomorrow and on Thursday, so join us.
It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers, all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality Vitamin D3 Formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance Vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
And we are live. It is the Summit News Hour. We've got a lot to talk about during the next 55 minutes, including the big UN climate report, the big alarmist ecological apocalypse that's apparently going to happen within the next couple of decades, from the same people who told us back in the early 1970s that global cooling was the big ecological apocalypse, and that would necessitate us giving up our freedoms to globalist bodies like the United Nations. The same people are spewing the same crap once again. So we're going to get into that into detail. And their solutions for apparently stopping this man-made increase in global temperatures, which of course is the same thing that they've been trying to pull off for the past 20 years, geoengineering. A lot of information to come on that. First, though, could you imagine 18 months ago being told that citizens in major European capital cities would be forced to show identity papers to prove they've had a government-mandated shot simply to be able to drink a coffee at an outdoor cafe? That's what's happening in Paris, France, right now. That's what's happening across France right now. They're literally being told, on top of not being able to sit outside and have a coffee, not even indoors, that they're going to be refused medical treatment in hospitals if it's non-emergency, if they don't have the vaccine, if they don't have the vaccine passport. Of course, who knows what's non-emergency? Many people turn up, show up to hospital. It's not an emergency in their own minds. A few hours later, it quickly becomes one. Are they going to be denied life-saving treatment at some point because they haven't had the vaccine? If you'd have told somebody 18 months ago that uniformed police were threatening people sitting outside trying to enjoy a coffee in the daytime, that if they hadn't got the proof that they'd taken the government-mandated shot, they would be fined, they'd be kicked off the premises, they'd eventually be put in prison. 18 months ago, you would have said that that was purebred tyranny. And it's happening in Paris right now. It's about to happen in Italy. It's happening in Greece. It's happening all over the developed world. Headline, video, French police patrol cafes asking to see citizens' vaccine papers. We asked how this would be enforced. Would it be enforced by the business owners, the restaurant owners, the cafe owners themselves? No, it's literally being enforced by the police. Not to mention the fact, by the way, which I'm going to get into later in the show, you have Rwandan refugees literally killing priests. We've had numerous deaths of priests in France over the past 18 months. Nice, Paris, priests literally being beheaded. The teacher in France who showed the Prophet Muhammad cartoons being beheaded. Apparently, police resources don't need to be concentrated on that. They need to be concentrated on people having a cup of coffee in a cafe, in an outside restaurant bar in France. Video has emerged out of Paris, France, and this is across the country, showing police patrolling cafes and bars, demanding to see people's credentials and making sure they're not breaking the law by enjoying themselves while unvaccinated. We've got the video clip in the article. Starts off with fines of €135 and verbal warnings, but from next week up to €9,000 fines in the event of a repeat offence. The cafe owners, the bar owners, even more draconian fines. In fact, I think I read recently up to €45,000, which would put most of these places out of business if they don't enforce the COVID passports, which of course they can't. They don't have the means to do so. Massive onerous fines, and then if there's another infraction after that, the owners of the cafes, the restaurants, go directly to prison if they don't enforce this. Purebred tyranny like we haven't seen since France was occupied by the Nazis in World War II. And that's not over-egging the case. That's literally what it is. They've never had it this bad. So there's other footage also emerged of private security trained staff and business owners checking the passes, which confirm vaccination and negative test. By the way, the whole negative test thing in France, initially you could get a free negative test from the government to prove that you didn't have COVID. They're abolishing that. First, you're going to have to pay for the test at ever-rising costs. Then a negative test doesn't even matter. They're going to wipe that off the slate altogether, so you need to take the vaccine. Pretty interesting, given that the vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting the virus, doesn't prevent you from spreading the virus. They're valuing the taking of the vaccine as more important than having a negative test. That's being eliminated because it's all about mass conformity. It's not about stopping the spread of a virus. So they're doing it in the cafes, they're doing it in the restaurants, as we point out in this article. A lot of the cafes in Paris right now are basically 75% empty. Now, for those Americans, the majority of the listeners right now, who have ever been to France, who have ever been to Paris, you know that that outside cafe culture is an integral part of their modern-day civilization. The fact that at the height of summer, a lot of these cafes are completely empty kind of tells you what's going on. The government claims that the majority of French citizens have had both jabs, so they've presumably got their conformist vaccine passports, and yet even some of those people who have had the vaccine are avoiding the cafes. Cafes, the restaurants, the bars are going to be put out of business, and maybe that's, you know, a way to resist, a way to rebel against this imposition, this draconian imposition, the likes of which they've never seen since they were literally occupied by the Nazis. So we have that. We have another Reuters article on this, which points out the fact that it's not just people who want to go for a coffee who are being rejected. Headline out of Reuters: coffee and croissant in a French cafe, you'll need a COVID pass for that. The French morning ritual of a coffee and croissant became more complicated on Monday as people had to show proof of vaccination or negative COVID-19 test before taking a seat. A health pass now has to be shown to eat in a restaurant, drink in a bar, access non-emergency treatment in a hospital. I remember about a year ago we had articles in the UK suggesting that, quote, racists should be denied hospital treatment. So again, that was the entree into people's beliefs, people's personal political belief systems being used as a raison d'etre to deny them basic lifestyle activities. That's now literally the law in France, that if you go to a hospital for, quote, non-emergency treatment, which, as I pointed out at the start of the show, could very quickly turn into emergency treatment. Why would you go to a hospital if it wasn't deadly serious in the first place, especially now with all this COVID stuff going on? If you don't have the vaccine in France as of this moment, as of this day, and you go to hospital for, quote, non-emergency treatment, you will be turned away potentially to die. Intercity train travel, going from one French city to another, you don't have the vaccine, you don't have the vaccine passport, you don't travel, you don't go on holiday, you don't see your relatives, your elderly relatives may be very ill, you don't get to see them before they die. Those rules don't apply to elite, as I'm going to get into in the next segment. We've now got the UN Global Warming Climate Summit taking place in Scotland next November, this November coming up, actually. And the globalists who are arriving in their private jets, in their commercial carbon dioxide spewing jets, they won't be subject to the same restrictions that British citizens are subject now. So I haven't seen my parents for a year. I can't get into Spain without having to come back and quarantine. And if they move Spain to the, quote, red list, which they've threatened to do over the past few weeks, if I want to go and see my parents in Spain, then I come back to my home country, I will have to quarantine, not even at home, but in one of these brutally run prison-like quarantine hotels at my own expense to the tune of $2,000, where you're literally allowed to go outside for a period of about 30 minutes a day and exercise in the yard, like it was San Quentin or some prison like that, if I haven't had the vaccine. Oh, by the way, these UN globalists who are arriving for a conference, which could have been done via Zoom, which is how everyone else has had to communicate with their relatives and work for the past 18 months, those people don't need the vaccine. Once again, one rule for them, another rule for everyone else. Summit.news, we'll be back. Don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
So French people sitting at cafes outside, not even indoors, are being patrolled by police and being asked to show their COVID certification, their vaccine passports on their smartphones. Those who aren't able to show that, those who've tried to buck the system, are being threatened with fines, and eventually, if they keep resisting, being threatened with prison sentences. There's another headline here on that very subject app, reclaimthenet.org. It says, they should give us a truncheon and a pistol, says French restaurant owner, asked to enforce vaccine passports. So while some of the footage shows police, again, while literally Islamists and criminal refugees and illegal migrants are beheading, killing priests across the country of France, that's obviously not as important as making middle-class white people in French cafes show their vaccine passports. While that's happening, the restaurant owners, the bar owners, the cafe owners are saying that they can't enforce this because they don't have the monopoly on power to do so. So some restaurant staff are going as far as requesting weapons to be able to deal with angry citizens who are upset about their civil liberties being crushed. So it seems there's a disconnect, there's a split between the compliant sheep who have turned up to the cafes and are very willing to show their vaccine passports, those who have probably even had the vaccine and are boycotting the cafes anyway because they don't want to go through this onerous procedure. They don't want their morning coffee to be interrupted by uniformed police checking their papers. Kind of puts a crimp on your day, doesn't it? Especially given the fact that this relaxed cafe culture in places like Paris is ingrained into the French culture. Doesn't really work as a way of relaxation if there are police with truncheons and tasers threatening you if you don't have the right papers. Maybe your smartphone doesn't work. Maybe you can't connect to the network. Doesn't really make for a relaxing morning coffee, does it? But now even the owners of these cafes are coming out and saying that they can't enforce this. Says Pascal Aubin, a Parisian waiter, has taken orders, advised on wines, and delivered innumerable dishes to residents and visitors in his 32-year career. But the Chobidou restaurant in Montparnasse, Paris, Pascal had this to say, quote, I'm being asked to do the job of a copper as well. It's crazy. Says his consternation is not so much with the passport itself, but the decision that makes restaurants and their waiters accountable for making sure their clients have a passport. And basically it goes through the whole list. It interviews a number of cafe owners, waiters at these restaurants, these bars, these cafes in Paris, who are saying a lot of people are not happy about this. They don't have truncheons, they don't have pistols to enforce it, which is why the state comes in with the uniformed police to literally make people present their papers to drink a coffee in the morning. If this was predicted 18 months ago in major Western cities, you would say that was purebred tyranny, and that's exactly what's happening over the past 2 days in France. And close behind is Italy with this headline, Italy to extend vaccine passports to public transport and schools. Despite massive protests against the measures, Italy is set to extend its vaccine passport system to public transport and schools from September 1st, potentially exacerbating growing public contempt towards the draconian rules. Authorities announced that the list of venues where the passport would be required is to be extended. So teachers won't be able to work unless they get the vaccine and the green pass, which, by the way, they introduced in Israel a few months ago, and it wasn't enforced to any degree. Then we had the Delta variant and all these other variants, which now Israeli doctors and scientists are saying the vaccine is about 30 to 40% effective against these new variants. So the vaccines are failing. They're completely useless in many countries who are further along in this window. So now, as we had the article the other day, we've had Swedish professors and others saying that people will need to get at least 5 total COVID vaccines that could extend up to 8, 9, 10. Then you get to a point where people who haven't, for whatever reason, had their 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 booster shot aren't allowed to engage in basic lifestyle activities. And depending on the country, how far along they are in this pandemic, that's starting to happen. Literal booster shots every 6 months for you to enjoy a coffee in an outside cafe. Italy has said that they're going to extend it to schools, universities, so you won't be able to get an education if you don't have the vaccine. But again, it's not mandatory. You just won't be able to have a coffee, an education, go on holiday, see your parents, have a wedding. But it's not mandatory, okay? Customers and venues may face fines ranging from 400 euros to 1,000 euros if businesses fail to implement the regulation. Institutions that frequently break the rules risk being shut down for up to 10 days, and of course, after 10 days, it will be for good. But don't worry, because Health Minister Roberto Speranza said the extension of the scheme to include schools and public transport was necessary to, quote, avoid closures and to safeguard freedom. Yes, having a mandatory government shot for the privilege of enjoying a cup of coffee in the morning is part of your freedom. How more Orwellian can you get than that? Good news, though, over in Switzerland, where we have this headline. Swiss police threaten to stop enforcing COVID-19 rules altogether. Police in Switzerland have threatened to stop enforcing COVID-19 rules over fears that the measures are disproportionately undermining the fundamental rights of citizens. This was a letter sent by a group of police officers to the Swiss Federation of Police Officers warning of potential insubordination within the force over the enforcement of draconian laws. So there is some resistance even within the police force in Switzerland. That's great news. But I mentioned this before the break. UN globalists arriving in UK for climate summit won't face COVID restrictions imposed on British citizens. So Brits who travel abroad and then come back to their own country as residents, as citizens, have to play a lottery, basically, with this system that the government set up of green, amber, amber plus, and red list countries, where depending on the country, and they can move the goalposts at any time, even if they're still abroad enjoying or trying to enjoy their holiday, they don't even know when they come back what they'll be forced to do. If countries are on the red list, they literally have to, at their own expense, to the tune of about $2,000, self-isolate, quarantine within these prison-like hotels that are enforced by brutal conditions, horrible, rotting food, basically prison guards. They're allowed outside of this hotel in a designated area near an airport to exercise to get some fresh air for about an hour. It's literally prison conditions. If they come back from a red list, if they come back from an amber list country, and again, these countries are changing all the time, they have to self-isolate at home. They get visits from the local authorities, from police officers. We had a story last week of a 12-year-old girl being traumatized after multiple visits from a police officer at her home. You know, the people who don't have to abide by these rules, the globalists, the elite, who are visiting while traveling over, by the way, in CO2 belching private planes and commercial jets, visiting Scotland for this UN climate change conference in November. Those who have had the vaccine don't need to do anything whatsoever. Even those who haven't had the vaccine, the red list countries, their quarantine period is cut in half. The amber list attendees who are coming from amber list countries, they don't have to isolate at all. So it's one rule for them, another rule for British citizens in our own country. We'll be back with more. Summit.news. Don't go.
You've got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats. All amazing products at already very low prices. Hiring thousands and thousands of Americans with promo code Alex. With MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Giza Dream Sheets, normally $100-and-some a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now. for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the cyber symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So we've seen this before with the Euros, where they allow special dispensation for the Euro soccer officials to come into the UK, enjoy relaxed rules that are not applied to British citizens. They have to jump through 50 flaming hoops to be able to go on holiday. And when they come back from holiday, in many cases, they have to face brutal prison-like conditions in these quarantine hotels. If not, they have to quarantine at home. They have to get checked up on by police, local authorities. But if you're a globalist, even coming from a, quote, red list country, which they claim is riddled by coronavirus infections from Africa, from Latin America, from these other areas of the world, they can just get away with it. From the amber list countries, they don't have to do anything. They don't even have to be vaccinated to come into the country. Even if they're on these red list countries, as I said, their quarantine period is cut in half compared to British citizens who live here, who are just trying to have the first holiday they've had in over a year with their families. They come back, they're treated like crap, They're treated like walking biological time bombs. Oh, but if you're a UN globalist spewing climate change alarmism, then you get kid gloves treatment, you get special treatment, because you are part of the club. The article says the 10-day quarantine applies even if the individual is vaccinated. This is talking about UK citizens. While those returning from amber countries have to perform the same self-isolation at home, again, with local authorities and police routinely checking up on them. However, the same rules won't apply to globalist, environmentalist, alarmists visiting Scotland for the United Nations Climate Change Conference in November. They couldn't have the conference over Zoom, even though Scotland has even more onerous coronavirus restrictions than England. No, they have to be around a table, because just like the hundreds of thousands of Black Lives Matter protesters who gathered in giant crowds at the very height of the pandemic during the first lockdown, just like systemic racism, climate change alarmism is even more important than this pandemic that they say we need to fundamentally change and alter our lives over. But again, not so much for them, because the rules imposed on them are significantly less onerous than the rules imposed on us. The UK government said in a statement, there'll be no requirement for self-isolation on arrival to the UK for those coming from amber or green list countries, whether vaccinated or not. They don't care. They're in the special class. They're in the Martha's Vineyard Obama party class. They don't need to abide by the same rules that we are all subjected to. In addition, those arriving from deadly red list countries that Brits have been told to avoid like the plague. Remember, if you don't follow through with this self-isolation when you come back from a red list country in the United Kingdom, you'll be subject to a fine of up to £10,000 and put in prison for up to 10 years if you come back from a red list country and you don't self-isolate. Oh, but these globalists, these UN climate change alarmists, they can only quarantine, they only have to quarantine for a period of 5 days, and I'm sure that it's in much comfier surroundings than a prison-like hotel patrolled by aggressive security guards. I'm sure they're not getting fed rotten food for 10 days like Brits are, who have to return from these, quote, red list countries. Again, the government justified the double standard by basically arguing that climate change is an important issue, just as Black Lives Matter protesters were allowed to gather in their thousands at the height of the pandemic, presumably because systemic racism was more of a threat than COVID-19. And again, we saw this before with the G7 summit in Cornwall back a couple of months ago, where pictures were released of world leaders maskless in close proximity to each other, touching one another. You remember that Macron was basically French kissing Biden at one point. In contravention of the then rules demanding social distancing and face coverings, and then, of course, we saw the staged photo ops where they were socially distanced. Then you saw the massive barbecue party where they followed zero of those social distancing rules whatsoever. So they've done it before, they're about to do it again in November, and yet we're still treated like walking biological plague bombs in our own country, because we're not part of the elite. Let's go to this video now. Rand Paul calls for resistance to COVID tyranny. This is a perfect encapsulation of everything that we're facing and everything that we need to rebel against, and we'll come out with more news. But here is Rand Paul. Let's roll it.
It's time for us to resist. They can't arrest all of us. They can't keep all of your kids home from school. They can't keep every government building closed, although I've got a long list of ones they might keep closed or might ought to keep closed. We don't have to accept the mandates, lockdowns, and harmful policies of the petty tyrants and bureaucrats. We can simply say no, not again. Nancy Pelosi, you will not arrest or stop me or anyone on my staff from doing our jobs. We have either had COVID, had the vaccine, or been offered the vaccine. We will make our own health choices. We will not show you a passport. We will not wear a mask. We will not be forced into random screenings and testings so you can continue your drunk with power reign over the Capitol. President Biden, we will not accept your agency's mandates or your reported moves towards a lockdown. No one should follow the CDC's anti-science mask mandates. And if you want to shut down federal agencies again, some of which aren't even back to work yet, I will stop every bill coming through the Senate with an amendment to cut their funding if they don't come back to work in person. Local bureaucrats and union bosses, we will not allow you to do more harm to our children again this year. Children are not at any more risk from COVID than they are from the seasonal flu. Every adult who works in schools has either had the vaccine or had their chance to get vaccinated. There is no reason for mask mandates, part-time schools, or any lockdown measures. Children are falling behind in school and are being harmed physically and psychologically by the tactics that you have used to keep them from the classroom during the last year. We won't allow it again. If a school system attempts to keep children from full-time in-person school, I will hold up every bill with two amendments, one to defund them and another to allow parents the choice of where the money goes for their child's education. Do I sound fed up to you? That's because I am. I'm not a career politician. I practiced medicine for 33 years. I graduated from Duke Medical School. I've worked in emergency rooms. I've studied immunology and virology. And I ultimately chose to become an eye surgeon. I've been telling everyone for a year now that Dr. Fauci and other public health bureaucrats were not following the science, and I've been proven right time and time again. But I'm not the only one who's fed up. I can't go anywhere these days without people coming up and thanking me for standing up for them, whether I'm at work or at events in Kentucky, at airports, in restaurants, or in stores. People thank me for taking a stand. They thank me for standing up for actual science, for standing up for freedom, for standing against mandates, lockdowns, and bureaucratic power grabs. I think the tide is turning as more and more people are willing to stand up. I see stories from across the country of parents standing up to the unions and school boards. I see brave moms standing up and saying, my kids need to go back to school in person. I see members of Congress refusing to comply with petty tyrant Pelosi. We are at a moment of truth and a crossroads. Will we allow these people to use fear and propaganda to do further harm to our society, economy, and children? Or will we stand together and say, absolutely not, not this time, I choose freedom?
Powerful speech there from Senator Rand Paul. Meanwhile, the people that are still trying to keep us under lockdown, and indeed fetishizing lockdown like victims of Stockholm Syndrome, are journalists and the media. We had this headline yesterday, and there have been similar ones before. Journalist says, I'm going to miss being locked down. Pines for another. Journalist Michael Benatillo Manatavani wrote an article for The Guardian in which he said, I'm going to miss being locked down while pining for another. Basically, he's lazy, doesn't want to get out of bed, he wants to get paid government furlough to sit on his arse all day. And he thinks that everybody else should pine for the same, despite the fact that people have missed the funerals of their relatives, people have lost their businesses, people have become chronically depressed, people have killed themselves, the economy's going to crap. But this guy gets to sit in his pajamas all day while spewing crappy articles for The Guardian like this. So he wants another lockdown. We'll be back.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
So the UN came out with another alarmist apocalyptic global warming warning, a code red for humanity yesterday, basically saying that while they're going to continue flying private jets to these global climate conferences, while John Kerry is going to keep taking his private jet to attend Barack Obama's birthday parties in Martha's Vineyard, you're going to have to drastically reduce your energy use. You're going to drastically have to reduce your travel, your entire way of living. Your economy is going to go to pot. The employment rates, as we saw in Spain with their completely failed green economy, are going to soar to 25% plus. But it's all to save the planet, so it's all worth it. Just they're not going to have to abide by the same economy stripping lifestyle ruining measures that you will have to abide by, because they're the elite and the same rules don't apply to them. We have this headline out of Summit News again. UN climate report author says people are starting to get scared. He betrayed the truth behind this report in this little comment here. And this will change the way they, quote, vote. And by the way, I went on BBC News website last night, and you can see this in the tweet, which is in the article. They have, or had last night, at the top of their entire news website, let's count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 news stories, all above the fold at the top of the website, every single news story about this UN climate report. That's not news, that's propaganda. That's aggressively pushing a narrative. It's kind of a big cope in a way, it's trying too hard. They would have 10 news stories filling the entire top bracket of their website, trying to convince people of this absolutely alarmist bollocks that they come out with every 3 or 4 years, the same people who told us that global cooling would cause ecological devastation back in the 70s. The very same people, by the way, who are still authors of these new IPCC UN climate reports. The same people who said the North Pole would be ice-free by 2013. In fact, from 2013 to 2014, it had record ice growth. The same people who said that the population bomb would lead to mass famine throughout the world throughout the 80s and 90s. Paul Ehrlich. All the same people now telling us the same crap, that if we don't sign over sovereign power, that if we don't sign over all our freedoms, we've talked about climate lockdowns, the World Economic Forum, to the globalists, to the United Nations, to the WEF, to Davos man, then the world is going to hell in a handbasket, despite the fact that climate deaths, deaths of people responsible for the climate, in terms of floods, droughts, wildfires, whatever, have declined by about 95% over the past 50 years. In terms of the fact that extreme weather events are actually down on previous decades, no, it doesn't matter, because they came out with a scary report and the BBC News needed 10 headlines at the top of their website to convince you of it. Because it's so convincing, they literally need to put 10 friggin' headlines at the top of their news website. Sounds like a big cope to me. Well, now, the true agenda behind the fear-mongering was betrayed by one of the authors of the report, Jim Cossin, who helped write one of the chapters on extremes. He says, quote, "I think more and more people are starting to get scared," adding, "I think that'll help to change people's attitudes and hope that'll affect the way they vote." So he's literally admitting this is working, they're scaring people, going to change the way they vote, so they vote in more left-wing parties to give the United Nations more power to take their rights. We've got a clip now from Mark Morano, who appeared on Fox News, perfectly explaining the alarmism, the hysteria that the United Nations trots out every 3 to 4 years. We'll come back and talk about it after, but here is that clip.
29 minutes now before the top of the hour, UN scientists raising the alarm on climate change in a 3,000-page report calling global warming, quote, a code red for humanity. And the media jumping on board, warning to get scared, proclaiming the report revealed alarming findings. But before you start to worry about the end of the world, our next guest is here with a reality check, the publisher of ClimateDepot.com, Mark Morano. Mark, what was your takeaway?
My takeaway, this is what the UN does every 3 to 5 years. And it's essentially, you don't have to trust the science. They're asking you to trust scientific institutions. And this is a political lobbying arm of the United Nations that pretends to be a science panel. They were started in 1988. Their goal is to scare everyone, to convince you into, quote, climate action. Al Gore has said these reports are, quote, torqued up. How else do you get the attention of policymakers? One of the lead authors of this report actually says he hopes it impacts the way people vote. And this is a guy in charge of one of the authors who's a climate risk specialist who actually potentially financially benefits off the report. So this is a report using a climate scare to get people to support UN treaties, Green New Deals. So right off the bat, you have to be suspect of what it claims.
And Al Gore, of course, made zillions of dollars off climate change and his global warming.
Yes.
And he also, most of the stuff that he predicted, none of it has come true so far. Let's look at some of the highlights of the report. Blaming humans for the rising temperatures. Sure. They say it's all about the combustion engine. Concludes we'll surpass 1.5 degrees Celsius threshold, which the Paris Climate Agreement is trying to limit earlier. And warns the ice melt and sea level rises are accelerating, predicts extreme weather will get worse. Out of those, when people see the floods, when they see what happened in Europe, when they see that outside what's happening outside President Obama's place in Narragansett, Martha's Vineyard, when they see erosion, they think climate change. Do you?
No, and here's why. Even the UN has to admit, you saw some of the key words you had up on the screen there, Brian, where will do this. They have a projection. So when current reality fails to alarm, they make scary predictions of the future. For instance, they claim in the data now that the heat waves have increased and extreme precipitation. Well, but on the flip side, they claim that global floods are not increasing, droughts are not increasing, hurricanes are not increasing, tornadoes are not increasing. So currently, this the bulk of what what they're claiming is not increasing. So they project it into the future. And interestingly enough, they claim that CO2 is at millions of years high and that the temperatures are unprecedented. The medieval and Roman warming period of about, you know, medieval warming period of about 1200 and the Roman warming period of about zero had as warmer temperatures. 90% of the Earth's geologic history has had higher CO2 levels and higher temperatures than current. In other words, 90% of Earth's history was too warm to have ice at either pole. So what they're doing here is trying to act as though humanity is unprecedented. There are Nobel Prize winning scientists, former UN scientists, who've turned against this report and against this whole process because they've politicized it, they've turned science into lobbying, and there's nothing to alarm the American public. In fact, the climate death rate over 100 years has declined 95%+. In other words, our fossil fuel use has protected us. It's taken an unsafe climate and made it safe, and the UN claims we need to make ourselves poorer to make us handle a climate better.
And we're about to take our economy and destroy it because, according to Chuck Schumer, by taking the $3.5 trillion, we're about to get shoved down our throats without any bipartisan support. Climate change, we will have climate change to save our planet and will affect global warming. So if we can pass everything in $3.5 trillion, the Earth will be a better place, according to Democrats. Mark?
Yeah, they're literally saying... Pay up or the climate will get you. That's the message. That's what they're claiming. Pay up or if you don't pay up, we can't protect you from the climate.
Exactly. Although we're out of money, but let's not get bogged down in that. Mark, thank you.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, Breitbart reports angry at Western civilization not dismantling itself fast enough. Eco-activists will protest indefinitely. This is Extinction Rebellion, who meanwhile the government is literally fulfilling their every demand by pursuing this Paris climate treaty, by amplifying, legitimizing this UN global climate report. They're claiming that they're doing nothing. They're actually part of the establishment. The establishment is fulfilling their every goal, their every need. They're going to occupy the streets of London for the next 2 weeks once again to call for the very same thing that the establishment is doing anyway while pretending to be some organic grassroots organization, which they're not. Meanwhile, UN to consider spraying sulfate aerosols above the Earth's surface to reduce global temperatures. What could possibly go wrong? They admit that it could cause crop failure, acid rain, a lack of enough rain in other regions of the world. But Bill Gates has publicly funded it and advocated for it since 2012, so they're probably going to go ahead and do it anyway. One person who doesn't really care about global climate change based on his own personal behavior is John Kerry. State Department denies Kerry took private jet to Obama party, despite photos showing him exiting it. We have the FlightAware records where it shows that Kerry's family private jet was used to fly into the party a couple of days ago. He's literally photographed exiting the plane. The Daily Mail reported it. They later retracted it. And yet we know that it's been used 16 times since January. We know that John Kerry literally walks through airports not wearing a mask. He gets on planes, removes his mask immediately. He's a total hypocrite. He's a climate envoy, but rest assured, he will continue to use private jets until he's out of that role altogether. Just going to wrap it up. Summit.News coming up. War Room with Owen Schroyer. Keep it locked in.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.